Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, cable radio network across the United States, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio around the world. I'm so happy to be here today. And, you know, Benny actually took vacation. I know it's shocking Benny went on vacation, but we have somebody sitting in for Benny today. We have Taylor.
Yes,
hello, Taylor.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, because without you, these people wouldn't be hearing me yak.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And so we really appreciate you doing what you do. And it's another gorgeous day here in
Seattle.
It is,
yes.
Which, of course, every time it happens, I have to mention it because, you know, I won't be mentioning the rain a whole lot. But right now we're having sunshine. And, you know, one of my passions in the last few years is really about exploring what it means to be authentic. Now, you know, over the years, I've been working in the healing realm. I mean, I came from a background in statistics and eventually healed myself of cancer and got really interested in what healing is all about. And one of the things I discovered along the way is I think that true healing relates to stepping into one's authenticity. True joy in life relates to stepping into one's authenticity. So authenticity is the key, but there are many different ways to look at it. And I have to tell you, the guest I have on today, it's funny because I choose my guests in a variety of ways, but sometimes I'll know before I even know who they are or what they do. This woman had called in and spoken with my wonderful office manager, Peggy Snow, who's also an amazing practitioner at Stellar Reflections. And Peggy mentioned to me that this woman, I won't say her name yet, called to schedule a 111 activation, and a session with me. And all of a sudden, I got sort of these chills head to toe, knowing that it was a significant connection and that I was meant to have her on my show. And this is before I even knew who she was or what she did. So, you know, I had the pleasure of working with Amy and getting to know her a little bit. And she is just amazing from the professional end of things to the personal end of things. Today, we're going to be talking about who are we really? And this woman, I'm still not going to tell you her name. I'm going to let her do that later. She is an amazing actress. She's a singer. She is an internet phenomenon. I think her YouTube videos, she's got lots of videos out there, but her YouTube videos alone, I think, have had over 20 million views. So even though she may not be, you know, a household name in most circles yet, she has been in the households of millions across the planet. She's been featured on TEDx, you know, TED Talks. She's been featured on the Today Show, NPR, Inside Edition. And if you happen to Google the simple word accents, she is the number one hit on Google. She has a passion to engage in meaningful productions that explore our commonalities as unique individuals and as a global community. She has, you know, she's done all these videos, including the YouTube video 21 Accents, which has gone viral. And she's created a lot of memorable characters, song stories, and musings on being human. She recently collaborated with Jack White and Third Man Records to produce the single A Discourse on Accents. And she has a particularly unique perspective on what it means to be authentic. So instead of announcing your name, mystery guest, I would like you to introduce yourself to our listeners, please.
That's my real laugh. I'm Amy Walker. When I lived in Australia, this is what I sounded like because it made more sense to my ear to just speak in the language of the people. When I lived in New Zealand, it actually made more sense for me to stand like this. But I was born in Seattle, which I'm so glad it's sunny there because I'm in L.A. now and it's sunny here too, and I still appreciate it.
You know, it's funny because I don't think I'll ever get sick of sunshine. I've heard some people say, oh, I've moved to L.A. or I've moved to Phoenix, and you know, the sun's getting to be a little old. I don't understand that. So I'm glad to hear that you're drying out down there in L.A., Amy. So, you know,
I don't understand it either. I mean, you just have to appreciate the sun.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. We don't know what it is we've got till it's gone. Is that the way the song goes?
Mm.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone, you know, and then now I'm from Texas originally and I love Seattle. I wouldn't live any other place at this point in my life. And it's, the rain gets to be a little old. But Amy, you've got all these amazing accents, dialects, whatever you want to call it. And so you've gotten to live in different places in the world and sort of step into the accents and dialects of different cultures, different people. How has that affected how you view yourself?
You know, it's fascinating because it's really brought up in a way that I hadn't really considered before, but it's really brought up, am I changing who I am when I sound differently? Or am I just expressing myself in a slightly different way? You know, if I wear a dress one day versus jeans, does that, am I a jeans person wearing a dress today, or am I a dress person? But I usually wear jeans,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's funny how we feel it's so important to humans to classify people and to know what they really are. I get that question a lot. Like, is that your real accent? Is that your real hair? So my response has always been, well, Donnie, it's all real. You know, it's all me. But is it? I for me, when I put on a different accent, so it's different than putting, like, doing a voice of somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a video where I do Judy Garland.
Right.
And I'm definitely doing Judy Garland. I'm not pretending that's, like, me. But at the same time, I am me. So I can only pull that out of my own experience and potential as a human person to feel things that I've never felt before.
Uh-huh.
So it's like if I go to Italy, I'm going to speak Italian as well as I can and as much of the accent as I can so I can be understood.
Right. And you've got a fabulous ear for accents. I don't know how you do it. Can you give us a bit of an Italian accent right now?
Of course. So, buongiorno. In Italia, you cannot see, but my hands are moving because you cannot speak Italian or, like, you know, without moving your hands. I don't know why. It's like they're connected to your heart. It's a very full heart.
And you sound different. Your energy is different. And yet you are the same Amy Walker.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I don't just do it, but, I mean, around people, I sort of scream myself. But when I'm just by myself, I most often have this accent. And I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why. And it's not always. And especially my flatmate is Australian, so I'm, when I talk to her, you know. Yeah. What do we say? House mate? Apartment mate?
Uh-huh. Yes.
My apartment mate.
Yes, here in the United States, we say that, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's like, to me, it's just a way of communicating because I can feel very deeply, ever since I was a kid, I could really keenly tell the difference between when people were treating me as a kid, when adults were treating me as a kid, or just treating me as a person.
Right.
And it drove me crazy when I could tell that they thought that what I was like, how could you say that, or how could you think that? You don't know that yet. You're just a kid.
Right, right.
And it's the same thing when I'm in Australia and I'm just a person. You know, I mean, they don't hear this as an accent.
Right.
We hear it as an accent.
But that's right.
To them, it's like, you don't have an accent, you know.
Yes.
So if they don't hear an accent, then there isn't that barrier, that barrier between who they think they are and who they think I am.
Right. Yeah. And so it's really twofold. It's how we feel about ourselves, how we perceive ourselves based on whatever human clothes, so to speak, whether we're talking about the jeans, the pumps, or the accents, and how others perceive us and whether they're, they're going to allow us into their, you know, welcoming folds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you see it in clothing. You know, we can change our clothing. We can decide I'm going to wear this gang sign. Uh-huh. Or I'm going to wear those super tight jeans.
Right.
Or I better not wear those super tight jeans, or my church will think, or my mom will think, or, uh-huh. you know, my boyfriend will think, or I'll, you know. So it's so funny that we think we can't change. But there are people, you know, if someone sounds like this when they'll, you know, full, and it's hard to say the all, uh-huh. the R.
right.
it's okay for them to change that. Right?
Right.
We're not saying, oh, you're not being who you are because you don't have a list anymore.
Right.
No, we change the way we sound as we grow, and depending on who we're talking to. There are words that I say that naturally come out when I'm speaking with my grandmother uh-huh. that don't come out when I'm speaking with my grandmother, or that don't, you know, I'll say, oh, my goodness, or I probably won't say that to my brother,
right.
my younger brother, but I might say, dude, to him, and I'm not going to say that to my grandma.
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm communicating with a shared set of understanding that is imbued in those words.
Right. So, you know, we're talking words, we're talking accents, we're talking cultural energy, dialects, clothing. When we get back, we're going to have to take a short break, but when we get back on the Christine Upchurch Show, I'm going to want to talk to you, Amy, about what it means to be authentic. When are we expressing our true self? I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with internet sensation, actress, singer, introspective, insightful woman, Amy Walker. Amy,
hi.
Hi. You know, you're in LA now. You're involved in acting. Obviously, your accent videos are not only like sought after by those of us who are just in the mainstream and totally curious and want a good laugh and wants to be awed by your acting, but also through, you know, the acting schools, you know, across the country. I know you didn't start out as an actress, at least not the kind that was, you know, doing accents. How did you go from, you know, little kid to internet sensation?
Well, I did start out doing accents.
Okay, you did.
I mean, I grew up with Mary Poppins, uh-huh. and, you know, the best villain voices are always British. It's true, but, I mean, they're just fabulous. You listen to, you know, Ursula, come in, you know, uh-huh. come in, my child. It's just,
right.
Oh, and Maleficent,
scary.
Maleficent, you know, so incredible. That when I was, as I was learning to read, and learning what words mean, I would just listen to them and then repeat them the way that I hear them. And same with Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins,
right.
and this interesting cockney of our friend Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
So I don't think I really separated them. And then, it was just different people talking. So
uh-huh.
But then when I was probably like 10 and became a major Beatles fan, 9, 10, uh-huh. I started separating it out like as an accent, like Liverpoolian. And then I just started soaking them up so that I could use them in whatever characters I may play one day.
Right.
So I made the video 21 Accents when I was acting in Philadelphia, and I just was trying to get auditions, and I wanted casting directors to know that I could do whatever accent the character needs.
Uh-huh.
So I just made, I thought, why don't I just make a video where I introduce myself in 21 different accents and then I could send it to casting directors. So I had no idea that that would get 10 views or 20 views, let alone what it has.
Tens of millions, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, but it's been interesting that that kind of spun my career in a completely different direction, and spun my focus in a different direction, into really this look at authenticity through the way we sound. The internet is strange because there's this huge audience out there. There's a lot of people who see my videos, but I don't see them. I don't know them. I don't contact them very often.
Right.
You know, every so often I'll meet someone. But for the most part, it's out there, and I've gotten work from it, but it's a lot different than doing a show and then having an audience, and you can tell how you did.
Right.
So I'm a very sensitive person, uh-huh. and it started to create, like, I have a YouTube channel, and I put a lot of very personal videos out.
Right. You allowed yourself to be vulnerable in you know, a variety of ways.
That's the word. That's the word. I was just listening to this incredible TED Talk that you were talling me about, and that somebody else was telling me about, Brené Brown.
Yes. She's
the
great.
The Power of Vulnerability. Yeah. And I just, a line that really struck out. I guess that's right. No, that's not right. I mean, it resonated with me.
Right,
it's not right in the baseball term, but...
It struck a chord. There we go. Let's go to the musical realm instead
of
baseball.
Yeah, was that the original definition of the word courage.
Uh-huh.
That courage comes from cœur in French, which means heart. And that courage used to mean to tell your story from the heart.
Wow, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there anything more courageous than that? Is there anything? I mean, I think that's the number one fear for people, is speaking in public.
Oh, absolutely.
About themselves.
And, you know, I was never professionally involved in acting, but I used to act in community theater. And mm-hmm. when, you know, I made this transition into teaching, and sometimes I'd be in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. And now, of course, there's tens of thousands on the radio. But, you know, I would get really nervous, and people say, well, you performed in front of 150 people before. And it's like, but no, I was acting as somebody else. Now I'm being myself. And it's a whole different ball game to be able to, like, get out there in public and be yourself and be vulnerable.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. But we have to. We have to. That's where the magic is.
Yes.
That's where all the inspiration lives.
Yes.
It's not in planning something that I'm 99% sure is going to work. We never know what's going to resonate with people. But when it's planned, that's, I'm taking this incredible improvisation class with Gary Austin, amazing teacher, founder of the Groundlings, co-founder. And that's what he's always saying. He's like, make an arbitrary choice, do something physically, and it will unfold. Your line will come out of that, and you won't even know why. But if you try and think of what's going to be funny or what's going to work first and do that, boring, totally boring. And you get paralyzed. But if you just go and be and allow yourself to open up and not know, that's where the magic happens.
Well, it's sort of like this difference between being in the analytic mind and being in the flow from source.
Yeah. Yeah.
So have you had struggles with your journey into authenticity?
Oh, never. Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautifully. And I just... And I started to allude to it. The thing with the internet, for me, it became really easy to completely doubt myself, to completely doubt that what I was doing was of any use or importance or resonance at all.
Uh-huh.
And I got to a place internally this last year of really dark, completely doubting everything place where I thought it was too late. You know, I was living in Seattle. It's a wonderful city, but I was, you know, to be a film actor is one of the things I want to do, my next focus, but you really have to be in LA.
Right.
But I didn't want to come here until I knew I could be strong in my authenticity and trust that what I have to give that nobody else can do, that's my strength.
Yes.
And that's the only thing that can resonate with people. If I'm here trying to be what I think other people want me to be or look like or do, I'll drown here.
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't ready. It's
ruthless. Acting in and of itself is kind of ruthless because, you know, you get rejected one heck of a lot more than you get, you know, roles.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, you know, L.A. can eat actors alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you get to this place where you felt centered enough, whole enough, to put yourself in that realm of, you know, others wanting you to be something else?
I completely self-destructed.
Okay.
And went into total depression and crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then piece by piece, with incredible support and really working through layers of really looking at what's holding me back, and piece by piece started to build myself back up, you know, like from the ashes.
Right.
And it's really, it's that, so many people have said it, Marianne Williamson, that our greatest fear is really that we're powerful beyond imagine, you know, that we are this infinite source, that we're part of source, and that we might just have something completely unique to give the world, and that we can do it.
Uh-huh.
And that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. You know, I think it's terrifying for a lot of reasons. One, that means when we start to step into that, we have to face our worthiness issues big time, you know, and we, you know, I think all of us, I don't know if there's a person on this planet who comes in human form and at one point doesn't feel like they're not lovable. We feel like we're not worthy of the love. We feel like we're not worthy of expressing our true self. That's, you know, the source being expressed through our human form. And so as we step into that, we get to face more of our crap, so to speak. And we also have to step into our responsibility of expressing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I do it this time, then people will expect it, and they'll expect more.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And
I think about that a lot.
It actually has an effect on our entire lives because mm-hmm. once we get into that flow, we're not in control, so to speak, in a sense.
Right, as if we ever were.
We like to delude ourselves, don't we?
Yeah. I'll mention one book that's been incredibly powerful, and there have been many, but Energetic Boundaries. What's the name? Daily. Cindy Dale, Energetic Boundaries.
Right.
Incredible book. And she has very practical tools and ways that you can go back and look at the patterns, how the patterns were created that have been holding you back.
Yes.
And just really process to eliminate those and change your energy. And
by energy, we're talking about not only the energy that's within us, but our energy field that surrounds us, that is there when we're interacting with others whose energy field's affecting our energy field if we let it.
Yes. And what we're attracting, you know, uh-huh. what we're telling the universe we want.
Right.
And the patterns that are just secretly in there. But when all it takes is really looking at them. And there's some really practical ways to process through that and change it. But we can change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We don't have to stay. I don't have to stay in these old patterns just because it's something I learned from my parents or something I learned from society. That's what's exciting. And it's the same. It's like with accents. You know, it's not really okay. It's not really okay. It just doesn't make sense. The sound and to use a different accent just for fun, apparently.
What?
But I'm an actor, so I get to.
you have permission. We actually have permission to do just about anything in a sense, as long as we're not hurting others, I would think, you know, and
right.
including going into the mall and being, you know, having 50 different dialects if you so choose.
Definitely done.
Well, we have to take another short break, but when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with the amazing actress Amy Walker. If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on AM 1150 in the Seattle area, AM 1230 in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Amy Walker, internet sensation, actress, singer, teacher, insightful woman. And, you know, Amy, before the break, we were talking about sort of trying on different things and finding our way to our authenticity. And you were talking about trying to create a sense of boundaries, wholeness before going to L.A. Are there some challenges that are unique to actors?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think why I resonate with acting and why I choose that as that and singing, I kind of see them as the same thing, acting and singing, and just performance expression and dancing. Uh-huh. That's my way of practicing courageous compassion. Mm. And what I mean by that, and especially with this new understanding of the definition of courage as telling your story from the heart. So with courageous compassion, I can stretch I can stretch my concept of who I am and who I identify with by embodying different expressions of people, of character, or of circumstances that I have never experienced before.
That makes perfect sense, because we go around thinking that we're a certain person and that means certain things. But as an actor, yeah, you have to step beyond who you are in your normal life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it has to be true. It can't be put on. I mean, this is the way I think about it anyway. It's like I can't, for me, I can't go out and jump into somebody else's thing and be like, well, this is them, but it's not me. Mm-hmm. I have to completely believe it. Right. And we all have that potential within us. So then once I can completely identify and have compassion for this other way of being, this other perspective that I may have judged before, uh-huh, that I may have driven past or met on the bus and judged before, uh-huh, then I get to expand my compassion for an entirely different, new, part of humanity.
Right.
And that's just beautiful. And I can do it as a friend, I can do it as a teacher, but acting is like, you can't hide. Uh-huh. You get to do it all when you're in character.
So
finding that within.
When you start to truthfully come from this place of, expanding compassion to somebody you would normally judge, ignore, not even have in your reality, how does that affect your Amy Walker's authentic expression?
It adds to it. It can get confusing. And I'm such a sponge that, I have to be careful. My journal entries when I've been reading Shakespeare, there's definitely bleed through.
Uh-huh.
And we tend to get, I'll just speak about me. There's always personal resonance in the characters that show up.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Right.
So it's always something that I need to be working on personally. And that's why it's a challenge, or that's why I hate that moment, or I'm scared about that moment. But the scenes and the roles and parts that I'm given or that come to me, like I'm working in this class with Anthony Mindel's incredible actors workshop, and there's a scene that I know it's what I chose it, but uh-huh, it came to me because it's what I need to work on. It's my stuff.
What's the scene about?
It's from a play called Venus in Fur. Uh-huh. Amazing, sizzling Broadway hit. And it's very much to do with sexuality and male-female
dynamics and dominance and power struggles and just some S&M and just like exploring power and exploring sexual power and right. exploring Venus. And that's the part of me that is with whatever my history and just personal growing up, it's really challenging for me, very vulnerable place for me. Mm-hmm. And a place that I've absorbed a lot of judgment around. Our society has a lot of judgment around women and mm-hmm. the way that we are supposed to be and what our power, that we're one of our only powers is to be sexually dominant over. Like if I am sexually attractive, right. then I get power, then I get roles as an actor, uh-huh. supposedly.
Yep.
So
get paid attention to, you know, even perhaps in a board meeting, if I'm, you know, wearing something that's a little low cut, whatever it is, it's like women have, you know, over the last several decades, sometimes used sexuality in order to get the attention that they need, desire, or are wounded enough to want to have. So it's really sort of a fine line between the woundedness and the power.
Yeah. And we judge the heck out of a politician who, if she's if she doesn't wear makeup, we say, oh, she's not pretty. You know, if she does, we say, oh, she's wearing makeup, you know.
Yes.
Oh, she's trying too hard, or it's insane. There's no way you can win if you put your power out there into what they think of me.
So as an actor, you know, you're saying that you always end up with these roles that are making you face something that you need to face at that time. And you're talking about how you felt vulnerability around that. How is exploring something where you feel vulnerable beneficial to your ultimate authentic expression?
Oh my gosh. It's the only way to heal. I mean, I'm not saying acting is the only way to heal, but really looking at our tender spots mm-hmm. and nurturing them and saying it's okay to be seen. And just being with that so that it doesn't have control over me in this kind of dark, miasmal space. Mm. It's the only way that I can become more whole as a person, mm-hmm. as a spirit. And so I do that with acting, but I also do it with writing and processing in other ways.
Sure.
But acting is the way where you can do it so deeply that you can't hide any parts of it. And that's the part that's most fascinating anyway. You know, it's the parts of ourselves that we're the most scared of uh-huh. that are just riveting to watch and that can really heal somebody else watching you go through it. Because we all have these insecurities.
Sure.
And, incredible and teacher.
When we watch movies, plays, videos, and we're seeing somebody go through a process that touches something within us, it helps, like from my energetic, you know, perspective, it helps move that energy that's stagnant. It helps us to begin to process things because we're seeing somebody else process it, and energetically it affects us.
Yes. And that's the highest compliment, you know. If it galvanizes change within another person, positive change, uh-huh. that's the highest goal for me.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I have to keep it personal, but if it changes something within me, that's an accomplishment. But
But you know, we all have this, you know, we all have a mission of some sort here on the planet. I'm a firm believer in that. And that includes touching other people's lives with who we are, not just mm-hmm. expressing ourselves for ourselves, but touching others. And yes, as an actress, you have, you know, the ability, the gift to do that.
Mm. I'm so grateful.
So
grateful.
You know, with acting, it's really piecemeal. You know, it's sort of funny. I remember when I was involved in community theater, it would always sort of perplex me. It's kind of like you feel really close to a bunch of people. You're creating something. You're creating a role. You're creating this camaraderie. You're creating this production. And then it ends, and you say goodbye. And most of the people you never see again. But you're talking about going into this in a very deep way and facing your own vulnerabilities and sort of processing things enough so you can compassionately connect with this persona. Mm. And So you have this experience, and then you go home. What happens then?
This is the part that I feel we need the most training with as any artist and as people, but especially as artists, because we are so sensitive. And we are trained and we're taught how to open up to facilitate that expanded state where the creation happens, but we are not told how to safely come back down. And it's essential, or we will self-destruct. You know, we will black hole, and it happens all the time.
So what do you mean by come back down?
What I mean is, at the end of the day, I'm just another person, like anyone is just another person.
Uh-huh.
And I will have, if I let myself, I'll be bombarded by all sorts of thoughts about, oh, I should have done this that way and that way and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And all the pressure that comes in. And so I have to have a way of not only diffusing that and putting it to rest and saying, well, it was what it was and I can learn from it.
Uh-huh.
But of just being really mindful that it's a wave. It's a wave. And there was a crest, and now equally essential is that I have to have alone time, I have to have processing time, I have to have really positive ways of nourishing myself and of working through what just happened.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's good, especially when it's good, especially when things are going well.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have to have ways that I can be tenderly take care of myself and not just expect to be in that expanded state all the time, because we're not supposed to, and we can't.
Right.
Otherwise, people can go to their ways of numbing out. And numbing out, you know, we have so many TV, drugs, alcohol, food.
Oh, sure.
You know,
and most of us experience at least some of those. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all have them.
Yeah.
But numbing out doesn't process, and it doesn't help us learn.
Uh-huh.
It just postpones and hides things.
Right.
And I know that intimately.
Well, we have to go to another quick break, but when we return on the Christine Epchurch Show, more with actress Amy Walker.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with actress and internet phenomenon, Amy Walker. And Amy, you're also a teacher, aren't you?
I am. Love it.
Yes. And you've got a great TED Talk out there on YouTube. And how can people connect with you, see some of your amazing videos, and keep up with what you're doing next?
Sure. My website is amywalkeronline.com. And you can get to everything else. But on YouTube, I'm Amiable Walker.
I love that word. Love that. So how do you spell just amiable as in the word?
The word. Amiable Walker. You can Google me and get it. But and Facebook, Amiable Amy Walker, Twitter. I also have a website devoted entirely to accents called 21accents.com. Go there if you're interested in more of that.
And those videos are amazing. And I particularly love the one, since I'm, grown up here in the United States, I particularly love the one where you focus on the various dialects within the United States and connect it to how people are in those particular regions of the country.
That's fun. It's interesting to me to think about geography and how that might, where it's flat, we kind of sound more flat.
Yes.
It's funny. And then, it's hot. Is this hot out? Yeah, I don't know. Open my mouth. Keep cool. it really makes a difference. It makes sense.
It does. And I love the fact that you've got the potential to fit in wherever you go, and that must change your experience as a tourist.
Well, I'm still limited by what I look like.
Uh-huh, that's true.
I'm a whitey, so I have that. But yeah, it is nice to be able to, because if you can exactly match somebody's accent, they won't hear it, and they'll just be comfortable.
Right.
If you're off, they'll hear it and think you're making fun of them, so,
that's
really fun.
That's great. So, before the break, Amy, we were talking about how actors have to go through this ebb and flow, and you can't always be on that, the crest of that wave of expansion, the outward expression. You also have to go inward. How do you personally assimilate the changes you've gone through and integrate them into who you are?
Beautiful question. It partially depends on the role, but in general, I do a warm up situation where I warm up vocally, I warm up physically, so that my body is so I can break up any tensions that would inhibit an expression that might want to happen and surprise me. So I warm up in that way, and then just keeping the apparatus. Like if I'm doing a piece, I was just in New York performing Polyglot, which is from a monologue that I did on this record with Jack White, a discourse in accents. But it was choreographed to a dance. I mean, it was a dance choreographed to it. So I was performing it live, and these dancers were dancing to my timing that I had initially improvised. So, what I needed to do for that, in terms of warming up and just like meditate. I have a whole little process that I do in the theater of going out on the stage and being grateful, like bringing in my energy and expanding my energy out to that whole space and just acknowledging everyone in the audience, everyone on the stage and backstage, in that we're all a part of this creation together.
Yes.
The audience is just as much a part of it. Yeah. And that we will connect. And that everything that will happen will be optimal even if it feels like a mistake, that it will resonate the way it needs to resonate.
And, you know, I get the sense that that's one of the reasons why you've been so successful, is because you do connect on a very deep level with not only those people who you are imitating, so to speak, but also the people who are viewing, you know, your production, your, you know, your video, whatever it is.
Thank you. That's my goal.
Yeah.
So it feels incredible. And then you do the show and stay in this space. I call it the revolving door space, where I'm aware of certain things, and then I close the door on other certain things, like the judgment thoughts, or the, I'm aware that that person, like I just saw that Kleenex, or that person is crying or something, but I'm not going to let it affect me. And then there are just the certain things that I do let affect me, like the other people on the stage. So that's a really interesting zone or state of being too. And then I have certain things that I do on the way back down, or the way back, like if you're deep sea diving, you have to go through decompression to get back up.
That's a great analogy. I love that.
Yeah, because otherwise you get the bend. You know, you might be destroyed. You have to adjust to that change. So, you know, I'll make sure that I have some nourishing food to replenish myself physically. I'll make sure that I process verbally with someone, because that's a big way for me too. Like call someone, or I like to walk barefoot on the grass if I can.
Right,
do some physical. And then it takes me a long night out. It takes me a long time to wind down. But I like to write. I write every night and process. And I like to meditate. In the meditation, to kind of give back to source that energy that I was allowed to be, or that I got to be a part of, to give it back so that I don't think that it's me and I'm some up here. Like I'm just anyone. So if I got to be that open vessel to give it back at the end of the day and know, thank you. Otherwise, I can have this, like, I can beat up on myself. Right. Like, who do you think you are that you're that great?
Yeah.
If I just give it back and I know, thank you, I got to do that for a while, and now I'm going to, you know, curl up on the couch and have some tea and have a bath.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you allow yourself the time and space to process, as each of us needs to do. Now, Amy,
I have to. Yeah, I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, you actually do. You could numb yourself with the drugs and the food and what so many people do, and you choose to do otherwise. So in a minute or less, can you please tell our listeners what it means to expand authentically?
To believe further than I could, to open my heart and believe in the heart of another.
That
I don't have to understand it with my brain. My heart understands it.
I can feel it. That's fabulous. You know, Amy, tell our listeners again how they can connect with you.
Sure. AmyWalkerOnline.com is my website. And from there you can go anywhere. On YouTube, it's YouTube/AmiableWalker. And 21accents.com is the All Accents website, resource there. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is AmiableWalker and Facebook as AmiableAmyWalker.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for joining me here today and for sharing your journey with our listeners.
An absolute pleasure.
Okay, thanks. Now, if you need to connect with me or you want to share this archive with others, you can go to stellarreflections.com. And you can also find us on Stellar Reflections and the Christine Upchurch Show Facebook pages, also the YouTube channel Stellar Reflections. Next week on my show, Dr. Bruce Fife, The Miracle of Coconut Oil. Please join me then.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.